No Beer Taxation Without Representation by me, John Caldera, published April 7th, 2024. State Senators Kevin Priola and Chris Hansen are doing their very best impersonation of Carrie A. Nation, the early 1900s prohibitionist who attacked liquor establishments with a hatchet in one hand and a Bible in the other. But Mother Nation just beat up drunkards. She didn't steal their money and give it to opium users. You know why bailing out student loans feels so morally broken? It's because people who did not go to college are forced to pay for people who did. The working class pays so the economic class above them can go to college to make yet more money than they do. It's the opposite direction we think redistribution should go. Likewise, the current slate of anti-gun bills feels morally wrong to us gun owners. I mean, as if we have feelings. We get punished for other people's crimes. We become criminals for having been responsible and legal. A bill to punish gun crimes more harshly was shot down by the legislature. So legislators don't want to punish the bad guys, just us who haven't hurt anyone. Even if you love gun control, you can see how this warps the brains of we gunnies. I mean, if we had brains. There is a moral and ethical harm to society when people are penalized for actions others take. Senate Bill 181 takes this idea to a strange new level. It taxes alcohol to pay for rehab for drug addicts. You drink a beer responsibly, so you should pay to treat a meth junkie. And of course, the bill labels the tax as a fee to get around the consent of the voters. Because Tabor, tax increases must be put up for a public vote. So-called fees do not. We voters got so tired of this label a tax as a fee game, we passed a citizens' initiative, Prop 117 in 2020, requiring any fee that takes more than $100 million away from us must be voted on by, well, us. Senate Bill 181 takes more than that. So it goes on the ballot, right? Of course it doesn't. What kind of state do you think you live in? The sponsors of the bill, Lords Priola and Chris Hansen, wrote it to expressly avoid Prop 117. To hell with voters. In the past, legislators would split a huge fee increase into smaller fees, each one just below the $100 million limit. So omnipresent are our lords under the gold dome, they don't even try to hide their ostentation with such a pedestrian trick. So they call this massive tax a fee to avoid voter consent and willfully ignore a citizens' initiative that we voted on to allow us to vote on such fees. The team running around screaming, quote, "We have to save democracy from Trump," is the team that is giving the middle finger to voters who democratically passed the Taxpayer Bill of Rights and Prop 117. The word you are looking for is hubris. The bill taxes booze at the wholesale level, not at the cash register where customers could see it. That hides taxes so those beer-swilling idiots get angry at the greedy liquor store companies, not politicians. To the new left, quote, "The ends do justify the means." The idea of a, quote, fee is that the money charged goes to service the person paid for. You pay a building permit fee so a city inspector makes sure that your building is safe. You pay the fee, you get the service. But like paying off student loans with Senate Bill 181, you pay and someone else gets the service. The money goes to aid boozers and, here's the bait and switch, drug addicts. So, wait a second. Chardonnay sippers must pay for a service to fentanyl users. Yep. Since illicit drug dealers haven't been filling out their tax forms properly, you have to pay for their damage with that sherry you use for cooking. That makes it not a fee. Those paying aren't getting the service. If I didn't double-check my calendar to make sure this was 2024, I'd think this bill came from the moral majority and Focus on the Family from the 1980s, you know, to pressure people away from the sin of alcohol, you know, for their own good. if taxing my beer to treat meth heads is a great idea, wouldn't voters easily pass it? They know we wouldn't, so they trample on democracy. Remember that when they complain about Trump.